Welcome. I'm Halcyon, and this is Hug Nation. Today I want to talk about miracles and synchronicities. Now, I started this year so on fire, so dialed in, so in alignment. I just felt so energized and so optimistic in a way that I haven't been in a very long time. And I spent time with friends, I spent time with family, I spent time in nature, I spent time with myself, and just was like firing on all cylinders, ready to just take on this now moment and the future. And then I got back online after a little break, after the New Year's, and the news was very clear that things were not as awesome in the World War III threat category, in the assassination of the Iranian military leader and all that that might mean. And I went from like superhero invincibility to starting to like the like my disintegrating a little bit, my armor starting to decay just moment by moment. And I did what I often do, which is turn to great teachers. And the great teacher that I have been turning to over and over recently is Ram Dass. Ram Dass left his body recently, and that has inspired me to pay more and more attention to the things that he said while he was alive. And there's just so much wisdom, and I'm so aware of how much of who he is and was and how he was and his tone and his humor and all of it and how much of that's impacted me. And so I was listening to a lecture where, you know, it was probably decades ago, another time in our history when the world was a little crazy. And someone asked him, what is going on? Like, where are we headed? Are we headed towards utopia? Are we headed towards Armageddon? Age of Aquarius or the end of the world? And Ram Dass said, you know, honestly, I don't know. But if we're heading towards utopia, what would I do? I would still my mind, I would open my heart, and I would do whatever I could to relieve the suffering in the world. And what would I do if I knew that we were headed towards Armageddon? I would still my mind, I would open my heart, and I would do what I could to relieve the suffering in the world. And suddenly, my armor started to just materialize, and the strength came back, and the clarity came back, and it's like, right, it doesn't matter. This change in the exterior world does not change the mission, which is to do good. The way I would interpret it is to gift, because reducing the suffering in the world doesn't mean that you go to the darkest dark place and go to a leper colony and work with the most downtrodden, although it could. Relieving suffering can be done in every interaction. It can be the way that you give someone eye contact or attention or patience. It can be the way that you share your gifts. Gifting is the process of reducing the suffering in the world, noticing someone who could be aided in any way and lifting them up. And so this wisdom coming through this beautiful man who is no longer on this planet made me go, oh, this is so the wisdom I need right now. This is so the recalibration I need to return to that anchor of strength and conviction. And so a few days later, I had a gathering, an online gathering with the online Love Warriors group that I lead, where the whole point of the group is to reduce the suffering in the world, in the way of sharing your gifts, of being kind, of looking for opportunities to connect with people, of finding the ways that we can be our highest self by allowing our truth to just be, to gift, to allow it to happen. And so I sensed, or I was concerned, that a lot of us would be feeling this weight of the news. And so I'm gonna take a little break here and see. It looks like I'm getting no comments. I gotta just make sure that that's intentional and I'm not messing it up by using Be Live. Oh, okay, no, there's people here. All right.
Sorry about that.
So I decided to share it, this story, with the group, this wisdom of Ram Dass. And so at our Sunday gathering online, I tell them these wise words from Ram Dass. And as I sometimes have a tendency to do, I'm kind of getting on a roll and I'm getting ready to tell another story about Ram Dass. And a woman in the group, beautiful participant named Michelle, she goes, excuse me, I have a story that I want to share and I think now is the time I should share it. I'm like, oh, sure, go ahead. And she tells the story. She lives in a building where there is an area where people will leave things that they no longer want. You know, people leave furniture that's still useful, but they don't want it. Before they trash it, just leave it there. And so she saw in this area this morning, the morning of our meeting, there was a picnic basket, like one of those kits that has tablecloth and cool wine glasses and all the things you would need to have a beautiful picnic. And it was covered in dust, but it was never been used. So she's like, right on, I'm taking this. She brings it up to her room. And as she's looking through inside and so excited about the contents, she sees that there is an envelope inside. Sealed, unopened. It has the letters RD. She opens it up, and inside is a letter. It says, Ram Dass, with much love, to honor and celebrate your first 60 years as a loving child of God on the earth. May every day be a picnic. Seriously? As Ram Dass is swirling around my consciousness and my inspiration, and becoming a tool of inspiration to this group, Ram Dass delivers a picnic basket to someone in the group? My jaw was like, I think I'm going to refer to this next chapter of my life as picnicking with Ram Dass. Crazy. So that is just one of the many ways in which I feel like I'm in the flow right now and synchronicities are happening. And messages are coming in as I am open to them. And if you've been following along, that has been I've been very focused on self-care and my health and my clarity and working on with yoga and sobriety. And one of my goals in that was to try to reconnect with a level of intuition that I feel like I've been disconnected to. And just in the last few weeks, it has been so powerful as things like this happen. And so I want to share another story of the signs of the universe. I think Ram Dass will approve. As the year was ending, I finished a book by Tom Robbins, one of my favorite authors. It was Half Asleep in Frog's Pajamas. In the book, there is a tarot deck, tarot cards, that is plays a big part of the plot. And he describes the tarot in a way that resonated with me. Now, I have a heavy skepticism in me, and things like astrology and tarot deck are hard for me to embrace. But the way he described it, I was like, huh, okay, I'm opening a crack to be a little bit more open to this. I finished the book, start a new book on New Year's Eve, and it's called The Night Circus, and in the second chapter, they start talking about the tarot. There's a character who's a tarot deck reader. I'm like, what the? maybe I'm supposed to get a tarot deck reading. So later that day, I go to my parents' house to pick up some mail that was sent to them, and I get in the mail a Oracle deck that I had participated in the Kickstarter for months ago, and it came today, an Oracle deck by Himalaya called the Embody Oracle deck, embodyoracle.com. And I'm like, what the? I mean, okay. I guess I'm supposed to listen to cards? So I decide that perhaps I will pay attention in a profound way to what happens when I pull a card from this deck. Now, I should say before this, one of the assignments to my group was to pick a word to focus on for 2020, and I had been stewing on the word discipline. Because for the last couple months, discipline has become such a valuable tool and has delivered me to places that I didn't realize and didn't think I could get. And so I'm this renewed enthusiasm for the power of discipline. But at the same time, discipline also has some restrictive, negative feelings in it. So I hadn't yet decided, this is, remember, New Year's Eve that this happened. So I decided I'll pull a card and maybe it will give me some, maybe there's another word that makes more sense for me. Because clearly I'm supposed to be listening to decks and cards. So I pull a card and it is commit. And this is what it says. And it's a feminine focused deck, so it addresses the feminine. Sacred sister, commitment is not something to be feared. It is a powerful tool for you to step into greater leadership in your life. You might be putting off a decision due to self-doubt, fear of failure, or wanting to be careful what you say yes to in order to not take on too much. Perhaps you have not been in the game entirely in the way your true self or soul wants to be. Hesitating or half-committing will not get you to the place you really want to live. You have yearnings and dreams that require you to act with a deeper focus and, yes, full commitment. What would happen if you allowed yourself to show up at 100% and be fully in? What is possible when you are not holding your love back, your light, your gifts and talents? You are safe. You are ready. You are supported. Don't focus solely on the outcomes you're looking for. Instead, enjoy being in the game simply for the game itself. And I'm like, commit. That's the word. Commit to the practices. Commit to who I can be. Commit to these things. That is the empowering version of discipline. So boom. Apparently, now I'm somebody who listens to cards. Who knew? Then to make it even more supernatural, I spent New Year's Eve, the midnight, I spent it alone visualizing the year ahead. And then the next morning, I drove out to what was still going on of a party with some wonderful friends and had brunch with them. And I shared this amazing story of the last couple days with how the deck has been speaking to me. And everybody who is there turns to a friend, Christine, who says, would you let me give you a reading? And apparently everyone's like all excited because she's a 20 plus year card reader, professional, deeply talented in this realm. And I'm like, of course. I mean, like, I think I said yes in a way that was like a giddy child being asked if he wants sprinkles on his ice cream. I'm like, yes. And so she gives this reading and it's very spot on. Now, I share a lot of my life, so it wouldn't be that hard to tell me things that are accurate in my life because I share so much of my life. But then the final card, my future card is the Hermit, which, as she explained, is about spiritual path, and she connects this to the Hermetic tradition in my family and my grandfather, and the need for me to step up in this way and really step into their role and really take on the title or that makes it owning it, really owning it. Even like figuring out some garb that I could wear that establishes I'm in the role right now as priest, as cleric, as whatever it is that can step into this role. And she talked about that you need to step up and take your place on the pulpit. And I know that feels scary, but you need to step up and be up there and speak. Now, when she said that, it made shivers go down my spine, because 9 hours earlier, when I was visualizing the year ahead at midnight, I was visualizing myself speaking from a pulpit. And I had as I was visualizing what this might look like, I had some internal conflict of like, would it be wrong for me to be raised? You know, like that feels not humble enough. And I actually had that dilemma. And then to have her address that exact dilemma and see the same thing I was visualizing in that future vision, apparently I burned my skeptic card and I am now addressing the Oracle deck. So thank you, Himalaya, and her incredibly beautiful Embody Oracle deck. EmbodyOracle.com is where you can order it. I hope you can still order it, because I think it's so worth having. And thank you to all of my patient friends who have allowed me elements of skepticism and allowed me to come to aspects of awareness at my pace. I'm feeling there is magic afoot. There are miracles all around, and they are getting more and more real and more a part of my toolkit as the moments go. So I am feeling grateful, feeling tuned in line, and so excited to go on a Ram Dass picnic with you. I guess one other thing about that Ram Dass advice about what is a way that you know is the right way to spend your time? Quiet your mind and be of service. And that can look however it looks to you. I think about that each week or each month when we do First Saturdays, which happened last weekend, it reminds me so clearly this idea. Whatever's happening in the world, there is something that is true and pure, and that is showing up with kindness, alleviating suffering, giving human connection. And I talk about it each time we gather. Say, hey, like we're all coming together from all these different places. We have people from churches and synagogues and atheists and young people, old people, burners, conservative folk. We can disagree on a lot of things, and the world is very confusing. I don't even know how to help. What's the best way to help the homeless problem? I don't know, but I do know that clearing your mind and alleviating suffering is good. And it's just up to us to find the ways that where we can do that from a gifting place, where we're tuning into our gifts and we're giving them, and we alleviate suffering. We play our role in the healing of the world. It isn't always embraced by the world, unfortunately. You might be mocked. You might be teased and taunted. At extreme examples, you could be jailed or killed. There's an example happening right now that I think illustrates this pretty heavily. There is an LA Instagram model who was profoundly touched by the fires in Australia and said she would donate, or she would give free nude photo. She would give nude photos of herself to anyone that donated at least $10 to one of these charities that is helping the fire efforts in Australia. And guess how much she raised? Well, as of now, it is over $700,000. And it went viral, and That sounds like it should be a story of celebration and beauty. Here is a person who you could easily judge as shallow if you were one to do such things. And yet, someone who tuned in and what are my gifts to give and gave them in a way that is making a serious impact in the direction of relieving suffering. I think it's fucking beautiful. Now, the sad thing is that she is having a very difficult time. The internet and its bullying and trolling, she's getting harassed in a massive scale by people. I read this in her Twitter feed because her Instagram got shut down for violating terms of service because people are out to get her right now. She says, "I'm a 20-year-old girl. I'm just one person. Think about how the shit you do affects me. Now think about millions of people doing things to me all at once. Leave me alone. Just saying, y'all bully and harass people on social media, but y'all advocate for suicide prevention and shit. Y'all wonder why so many people kill themselves, yet you make the internet unbearable for them. You guys have made the internet such a dark place for me." This is a person who, while this is all happening, and as she's generating all this attention and all this money, she did not go, "Ooh, how can I capitalize this and make a ton of money?" She decided, "I want to go deeper. It feels so good to give. I'm going to give away my car to somebody who needs it." I just think it's important that we let go of our judgments and start to see the world. For the beauty that's in it. And when people give their gifts, not attaching anything to it, and we need to come to the aid of one another and the support of one another and create a community of support and reminders of how important it is to be one of those that is spreading kindness. It's too easy to shut down. There's too many voices of judgment and eye rolls. I practice this on a daily basis. And on Christmas Day, when I handed someone a candy cane and they looked at me like, I shut down and was like, "I'm done." I talked myself out of it, but it was a reminder of how powerful it is. And imagine more than just a look, having thousands, tens of thousands of people trying to hurt you and make you feel bad and shame you. We need to have that same energy of love and support and encouragement. Anybody who's expressing themselves creatively, sexually, politically in ways that are activism towards relieving suffering. So that's what we're going to talk about at the Ram Dass picnic. Relieving suffering in a way that brings joy. Ram Dass also said that the way we heal the world is to be able to look at the suffering and not be overwhelmed by it. To not turn away and not panic, not feel ourselves drained, just to look at it, feel the connection, and then do what we can to relieve that suffering. So I'm committed to a number of things this year. And one of those is to not look away and to do what I can. I hope you will join me as we walk each other home, or at least walk each other to the picnic. Thank you. I love you. Thank you for watching. Please like and subscribe. And if you or someone you know is looking to really step into their role as the role you were born to play, as being you in the world, and allowing that you-ness to be what helps make the world a better place and heals the world. If you want to step into that, please join me on the next round of The Pink Path, a 12-week program that I've been running for the last couple years with profound results as people tap in to the magic that is inside them all along. You know it's there. It just helps to have some exercises and some teamwork and some commitment to being that person. So join me for the Pink Path. Pinkpath.net for more details. I love you.